From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, another suicide attack in Nigeria. A young girl blew herself up Sunday, killed at least five others. It happened in the northeastern Nigerian city of Potiskum, which is capital of Yobe State. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but officials suspect Boko Haram. The editor of the independent Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta says he plans this week to publish what purports to be an official Kremlin strategy document outlining Russia's 2014 invasion of Ukraine. Meantime, two people were killed Sunday in a bomb explosion in the Ukrainian-held city of Kharkiv as government borders there and elsewhere marked the one-year anniversary of the overthrow of former President Viktor Yanukovych. Damascus is calling a Turkish military operation in northern Syria to evacuate dozens of troops and locate a historically significant tomb, an act of flagrant aggression. The tomb and soldiers have been surrounded by the Islamic State forces. Dorian Jones has our report.
Hundreds of soldiers, supported by nearly 100 tanks and armored vehicles, along with fighter jets, crossed into Syria Saturday night. The force evacuated around 40 Turkish soldiers protecting an historic Ottoman tomb besieged by Islamic State forces for months. The remains of Suleiman Shah, grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire, were removed and taken back to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu described the operation as a success. He said the Turkish forces have been given a directive to protect the country's spiritual values.
That is Dorian Jones, and this is VOA News. Militants loyal to the Islamic State group are claiming responsibility for bombing the empty residence of Iran's ambassador to Libya. There were no announced casualties. Tehran condemned the blast. Three known Islamic State factions have a foothold in Libya, including one in the capital, as the politically divided country struggles with infighting between rebel militias, armed forces, and governments claiming power. After a week-long recess, the U.S. Congress gets back to work facing a deadline. Funding for domestic security operations expires at the end of the month. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Another day and another terrorist threat. This one from Africa-based Al-Shabaab, responsible for a deadly 2013 attack on a shopping mall in Kenya and now claiming to have Minnesota's Mall of America in its sights. The threat highlights the need to keep domestic security operations funded, according to Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
Why it's imperative that we have a budget for the Department of Homeland Security, which is due to expire at the end of the week.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The worst possible outcome for this nation is to defund the Department of Homeland Security, given the multiple threats we face to our homeland.
Graham said Republicans who control both houses of Congress will be blamed if funding lapses and the United States suffers an attack. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Australia will strengthen immigration laws and crack down on groups that incite hatred under a raft of counterterrorism measures that were introduced today in a bid to combat the threat from homegrown terrorists. Prime Minister Tony Abbott announced the nation's new anti-extremism strategy following the release of a government review in December's deadly siege at a cafe in Sydney's Martin Place Plaza. An Iranian-born, self-styled cleric with a long criminal history took 18 people hostage inside the cafe, forced them to hold up a flag bearing the Islamic Declaration of Faith, and demanded to be delivered a flag of the Islamic State group. The hostage taker and the two hostages were killed. The death toll from a Bangladesh ferry collision rose today to at least 69 people. About 50 were rescued Sunday when the ferry collided with a cargo ship that sank on the Padma River about 40 kilometers northwest of the capital, Dhaka. And Greek officials are putting the final touches on economic reform proposals that are due to the European creditors today as part of a deal to extend the Greek bailout for 4 months. And the film Birdman, starring Michael Keaton, won the Oscar for Best Picture Sunday at the 87th Annual Academy Awards.